I'm with Lee Griffin from Cornwall Fire and Rescue. Lee, what are we looking at the moment?
Well, obviously, the river is slowly rising. It's been rising throughout the evening. We're monitoring it very closely and working, obviously, with the police and the Environment Agency. We've got our specialised appliances here, the high-volume pumps. As I say, we're monitoring it very closely, and if need be, we can get our specialised equipment in and hopefully prevent it flooding the local properties.
The problem is, though, the ground is all so saturated at the moment. There's so much water around. It's going to be a problem, isn't it, if it starts to rain again?
Absolutely. It's stopped raining now, which is great. But the next 2 or 3 hours, obviously, is crucial because all the rain is coming off the roads and fields down into the river. And I think high tide's about 1:30, 2 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, so that's obviously another crucial point. But if it stays as it is now, we're going to monitor it very closely over the next 2 or 3 hours and hopefully prevent it flooding any properties.
And you've got your appliances here on standby. You're going to stay here for quite a while?
We will stay here until we're happy that obviously that the flooding risk is gone. So as I say, we're going to just monitor it very closely throughout the night.
Very busy evening for you and all your colleagues at Cornwall Fire Rescue.
Our fire control have been inundated with calls, as you can imagine, and not obviously just through flooding, but other incidents that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. The roads are actually treacherous out there, so obviously I do plead to the drivers, just be careful when they're driving around today and tomorrow, because there's an awful lot of surface water out and about. But yeah, we've been very, very busy.